Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast Radio Show, coming to you on this Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Hopefully it finds you staying safe and staying sweaty all at the same time. Going back old school here today, giving you guys just a quick episode. For those of you who remember, this podcast originally started, man, what are we at? Five or six years now? At this point. And originally we started this out just answering questions from Instagram and Facebook and everywhere in between, just so we didn't have to keep, you know, saying, hey, here's our take on creatine. Here's my take on intermittent fasting. Here's my take on foam rolling, you name it. That's where the podcast kind of came from, just to eventually solve a problem. So I didn't have to redirect people to 18 different sources or just, you know, say the same thing over and over and over again. And then from there, we basically just transcribed from written to audio a lot of our blog posts, many of the things that I've written for the website, for our books. And that's kind of what today's episode is going to be. I'm just going to share a really quick story about the businessman and the Greek fisherman. This is a very popular parable. One of my personal favorites. I'll tie it in here to a couple of other things, and then maybe if I find the time each week, maybe pump some of these out to you guys if you find value in them, versus just me obviously going into data on, you know, sleep or nutrition or, you know, biomechanics or obviously even interviewing people. I do think these are important. They're good lessons to take with you. It's eye-opening. It wakes you up, and it's easy listening nonetheless. So just a couple really fast housekeeping things. One, we're in day 3 of 30 of our 30 for 30 challenge. So jeremyscottfitness.app, you guys can click it in the top right-hand side. You can still join the 30 for 30. We're going to leave that bad boy up probably 30 days post the 30-day program, so you have a couple of months to do it. In terms of programming, the thing is head to toe, front to back. It'll rip your face off in a real healthy way. So if you guys want to check that out, jump on in, free for a week, couple of pennies beyond there. And obviously you get all my weekly workouts and the full app content just for joining me. So jeremyscottfitness.app, click it, top right-hand corner. Once you guys are inside, I answer every question, and you know how it gets from there. And also, real fast, you already know our other sponsors, our friends at Just Meats. You guys can get the discount code in the show notes. Obviously our friends at JLab Pro, Sleep Sold Separately, Kettle and Fire, and then always my homies at AG1, the one thing I take every single day, and I never miss. If you guys want a 100% free sample of AG1, and you don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, and you want to get micronutrients in your life, you want to have better immune system, prebiotics, probiotics, if you want to get rid of 14 different pills, hit me up. I'll send you a free sample right to your front door. You can try it. If you like it, we'll hook you up with a year's supply of free vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first order. So you just go to the site, drinkag1.com/JeremyScott for all the free stuff, or DM us wherever you can reach out. We'll send you a free sample right to your front door today. And then just because this is an episode just kind of talking about business and life and kind of how to build your ideal life, we do have a mastermind group that we've been running for this entire year. It's a Built Different mastermind group. I partner with Dave DiLorenzo on this. Dave's built a very successful business, making millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I've done okay for myself teaching, you know, jumping jacks for a living, and have created a pretty nice work-life balance at this point for myself, which I'll touch on here in the episode. But if you're somebody who wants to advance in their corporate career, maybe leave corporate America, you want to be a solopreneur, entrepreneur, small to medium-sized business owner, this is a group for you. If you're looking to level up and just basically cut the time down, I don't want to say in half, but we'll save you years of heartache and frustration, and we'll save you money. I promise you that. It's jeremyscottfitness.com/built-different-mastermind. The link's in the show notes. Great group of people, a lot of successful business owners, a lot of hungry entrepreneurs in there just looking to do their best. We bring on a ton of guest speakers in all areas of life, whether it be finance or, you know, systems, whether it be even crypto stuff, real estate, AI, insurance, you name it. We have you covered. So if you guys are looking to do something different in your life, this is a great group for you. And we put all into it. There's accountability in this group. There's fellowship in the group. And obviously, if you're looking to make money and kind of build an ideal life, more than just an ideal business. This is the group you guys want to check out. So full disclaimer, I'm coming to you guys from my home office. We have our patio doors open. Birds are chirping. I got my old dog here sleeping right next to me, and then our little young pup sleeping back here too. So as long as they stay asleep, we should be okay to rock and roll here. But right before I jump into this story, one, I did hear the most atrocious thing the other day on the internet. Now, if you're not a basketball fan, you're not going to care about this, so you can scrub forward a minute if you need to. But I was listening to, or here's how it works for me on social. Usually I post, I go on there. The only thing I really watch, if I see it on the screen, is pizza reviews by Dave Portnoy. For some reason, I sit and want to watch him eat pizza. I don't know why. It always makes me hungry. It makes me want to go eat pizza. And I rarely do I ever, but for some reason, that's drawn me in. I want to see what the pizza's about. And sometimes they're comical. And so right next to that, obviously the algorithm, you know, reels you in and feeds you the bullshit that it knows you want to see. That's why I try to, when I'm on my phone, I post and ghost. I post, I set it down, I return messages, I set it down. I leave it in the car when I go into places. I leave it in a different room when I go home. I've been very good about that. When I'm done for the night, I'm done for the night. But on this particular day, the algorithm reeled me in. As soon as I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Godfather. And it's two young guys that can't be more than probably 25 doing a podcast on basketball or the NBA or whatever it was. I didn't look at the name of the podcast. I didn't see it. But I hear them talking, and they had probably one of the worst takes I've ever heard in my entire life. And they were talking about one-on-one, former and current players. And this kid's like, I would take Jason Tatum over Michael Jordan in a game of one-on-one. And I'm like, I can't even believe. And he's like doubled down on it. He's like, yeah, but I'm not saying in the game. It's like, I'm saying one-on-one. Jason Tatum is going to smoke Michael Jordan. And then I go, because I'm in the algorithm, I go to the comments. And the amount of people who are agreeing with this horseshit that Jason Tatum would somehow beat Michael Jeffrey Jordan, the GOAT, the greatest player of all time, in a game of one-on-one when Jordan's whole game is one-on-one. Jordan's whole game is the block. Jordan's whole game is that mid-range elbow. His whole game is just being 10 feet, 15 feet from the basket with his back to you. And it's unstoppable. Not to mention the athleticism and everything else he can do. And not only was Michael Jeffrey Jordan the NBA MVP, not only was he the scoring champion, he was also the defensive player of the year, all in the same season. MVP, league scoring champ, defensive player of the year, all in the same year. You want to know the list of NBA players who have done that besides Michael Jordan? There isn't one. He's the only one to have ever done it. So to say Jason Tatum, who's the great basketball player, Jason Tatum's great. He's a fine basketball player. He's an all-star. He's done well. That he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. You're out of your fucking mind, man. I couldn't believe I heard that. I'm now sure with all of you who are basketball fans, the disrespect, the amount of disrespect these young dudes have for the guys who came before them. We do this in life, right? We have this recency bias where we just, if it's not happening right now and it's not happening quick and in our era, we don't value it, you know? And I'm guilty of it too, you know? I don't put Bill Russell on my list of, you know, top 10 basketball players of all time. Never really saw him play, only watched highlights. And I'm like, wasn't super impressed, but if you watch Jordan highlights, you're not impressed. God, oh, craziness of it. Anyways, I could go down that rabbit hole all day. But I guess the point of it is, if you want to take something from that other than just the basketball disrespect, it's we put so much time into our jobs and we think, you know, all of this stuff matters on like this super deep, you know, level. And the truth is it doesn't. It'll be forgotten. No one will care, and people don't really give a shit. And I'm not saying don't, you know, pour yourself into your craft and try to be the best at what you do and, you know, make a name for yourself and make money. That's not what I'm saying, but just know where it ranks in the importance of the overall world and life, because we all think, you know, everything we're doing is so monumental, and then to think, you know, Michael Jordan's still alive, and there's people who still just don't even understand what he's doing. And you think, like, you at your accounting job or your real estate job or your, you know, medical device sales job, like it really matters. And it does matter to you, and it's important, but just have some perspective on where it ranks in the importance of your life. And I share that because, like, obviously what I love what I do. It's been my life, you know, for the better part of the last, you know, damn near 20 years. Got my first training cert in 2005. We're coming up on year 20 here. I've been in business by myself with no other, you know, corporate gig behind me for almost 15 years now, decade and a half. Worked a lot of 100-hour weeks, you know, because I thought that's what I had to do. And maybe it was at the time. And, but it's a job at the end of the day. You know, it's more than that. It's a community. It's people. It's my craft. It's a part of my legacy, I guess, if you will. It gives me meaning. It gives me purpose. The people we touch and what we're able to do, it really does matter to me. And maybe at times I've overvalued it or I put too much into it, but I thought that's what was necessary. And like anything, the bigger it gets or the more multifaceted it gets, the more stress you take on, and the more shit you got to eat and the more stuff you have to deal with. And I think that's true in life. The more money you make, you know, how much stress are you willing to take on? You know, how much shit are you willing to eat? You know, how much of your, you know, physical, mental, emotional stability are you willing to sacrifice for dollars? You know, and if you love what you do, it makes it a whole hell of a lot easier, but it's still work at the end of the day. You still got to deal with, you know, people, the economy, the markets, consumers, and a bunch of other shit that's going to come your way, especially as an entrepreneur, because you're going to take a lot of losses, and there's going to be a lot of days where you have uncertainty and you question yourself, and you'll lose more than you win, at least up front, and then you'll take, you know, your punches as you go. And I kind of get in that sometimes where I'm like, okay, well, again, to be honest, like, do I love waking up at 4 a.m? I don't. I don't love going into work, driving there at 4:20 a.m. It's not my favorite thing to do. At some point, I'll probably weed it out and never do it again, and that will be a happy day. But it's allowed me to do certain things, and it's allowed me to help certain people who that works for their schedule and their time, and it's part of our offering, and that's kind of what the fitness game has been. But if when you get caught up in that routine, you forget what it really is you do. And the last week here, I had one of my old college teammates come visit who I haven't seen in, shit, probably 10 years. Now, he lives in the Bay Area, so he lives close enough, but, you know, he's got a couple of kids, and he's been in some different relationships, and his life is messy. My life has been messy and busy, and we're dudes. We're not great at connecting. And I was able to have dinner with him and his wife and just catch up and, you know, reminisce and talk about what we're doing and what we want to do in the future and, you know, make a promise to be better about just seeing each other and just group texting and calling and all the normal shit you should do that us as guys, I think sometimes we're not great with. Now, I do have a bunch of group thread texts that I'm on, and I'm trying to be way better with that. And my point is, he's never, you know, seen our facility. He's on the app. He sees what we do via social from a distance, but gets to come in, work out with our people, meet some members, you know, kind of take a tour of what we built and what we've done. And, you know, he's just like, man, this is super cool what you've been able to do, and just how he views it and sees it versus how I view it and see it. Sometimes it's a nice reminder that it's what we do, it's work, and it's a job, but it is more than that, and we built something more than that. And I also had a guy come visit from Instagram as well, say the same things. Hey, man, I listened to the podcast. I drove up here just to come to Scottsdale, be in the facility, see you. You know, we'll snap a picture together, all the normal stuff that happens. And for me anyways, those are nice reminders of, like, what we do is more than just sets and reps. What we do is more than just transactions. You know, hey, pay me this and I'll deliver this. And maybe it's unique in that way. And then maybe that's why I've poured so much time, effort, and energy into it. And with that said, I did it because I wanted to help people. I did it because, you know, whether it was, you know, you're trying to build up, you know, yourself as this a person in the industry, whether that's mastering your craft or whether that's driven by ego or a little bit of both up front. And the things I used to think were cool, I don't think are as cool anymore. And I used to think like, man, I need to have this many clients and this many members, and I need to, you know, pay off this. I need to make this much money. And those things are still important and they're still relevant. But my point of view has changed for sure as I've gotten older, because you realize the real success and the real happiness and the real luxuries, at least for me, in my life are time. Time is the number one. Slow mornings, building a schedule that you enjoy. Now, again, it's work. There's going to be days where I got to get up and do shit I don't want to do. I got to stay later and do stuff that I don't want to do. But for the most part, building a schedule around my strengths and my life, that's what I want to do. And I want to have some slow mornings. Like today, I've been able to get up, do a bunch of work, walk our dogs to the park, have a real conversation with my wife. You know, just do things that maybe I didn't do 3-4 years ago because I was going 1,000 miles an hour, all gas, no brakes, 100 hours a week. And I know I say that and people are like, oh, 100 hours a week, Jeremy. I'm like, yeah, dude, when you're there for 12, 13 hours plus a day, 7 days a week, you get 100 hours. That's what it adds up to. And Heather will vouch me on this. That's what the fuck I was doing, which is just insanity. That's not a great business. That's not a great life. And again, maybe it was necessary to get to the point I needed to get to. But now I realize time for myself and my friends and my loved ones is important. And I always knew that, but more than it's ever been. And the freedom to choose whatever you want to do when you want to do it. And understanding that more is not always better. More responsibility, my friends, is not always what you want. More money is not always what you want. More stress is not always what you want. More likes or follows or fame or whatever you want to call it is not always what you want. There's a lesson I'm going to leave here today for you. And it comes from this parable. And it echoes, you know, kind of my take through my own life. And there, I'm to the point now where I really realize it. I always maybe kind of knew, because, and the only reason I say that is I'm not that smart. I'm really not. But what I do is I watch human behavior. I listen way more than I talk. And I watch the guys I've worked with, the guys who are super rich, to the guys who have plenty of money, to the guys who are just making it, to the dudes who are struggling. And this goes for men and for women. I see it across the board for both. And I started to realize, you know, this is what I want to do, but I don't want to do that. I see how he's stressed there and he's not as stressed here. This is what, and I take bits and pieces from everybody and I just listen. And it's not, it doesn't happen when you meet somebody over the course of a month or 2 months. This is people I've worked with for years. I've had clients for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13 years. And you get to know people. They open up. You listen to them. You get to hear the ups and downs and you get to see it. You see how jobs, you see how money, you see how the things they're buying and the places they're going and what they're trying to convey and do changes them. And the happiness level doesn't always move up with the success level, quote unquote. It doesn't always move up with the money level. It doesn't always move up with your job title level. And I share that because this story of the businessman and the Greek fisherman is something you can all take with you. And maybe some of you have heard it, maybe you haven't, but the story goes, a businessman took a trip to a small Greek coastal village. Unable to sleep, the businessman gets up, walks around the pier. A small boat with just one fisherman is docked, and inside the boat, he can see several large tuna. So again, this guy's walking, he's on vacation, he can't sleep, work, stress, life. He's walking around, sees this old fisherman has the boat docked and a bunch of large tuna in there. And the businessman goes, how long did it take you to catch them? And the old man replies, only a little while. And the businessman goes, why don't you stay out longer and catch more fish? I have enough to support my family and give a few friends the extras, the Greek fisherman said, as he unloaded these fish into a basket. "But what do you do with the rest of your time?" said the businessman. The fisherman looked up and smiled, and he said, "I sleep late. I fish a little. I play with my children. I take a nap with my wife, and I stroll into the village, where I sip wine and play guitar with my friends." The businessman starts to laugh and says, "Sir, I'm an MBA. I'm a successful businessman. I can help you. You should fish more. And with the proceeds, you could buy a bigger boat. And in no time, you'll have several boats to increase your haul. And eventually, you could have a fleet of fishing boats. And then instead of just selling your catch to the middleman, you could sell directly to the consumer. You could control the product, the processing, the distribution. And you could leave this small coastal village and move to a bigger city, because you'll need to be in a bigger environment to run your expanding empire." And the fisherman asks, "But sir, how long will all that take?" The businessman replies, 15, 20 years, 25 tops. And the fisherman says, "But what then?" The businessman again laughs and says, "Well, the best part, when the time is right, you could announce an IPO and sell your company. Get rid of all the stock, give it to the public, and you could become very rich. You could make millions and millions of dollars." "Millions? Then what?" asked the fisherman. The businessman replied, "Well, once you sell and you have millions and millions of dollars, you could retire. You could move to a small coastal fishing town where you could sleep late, you could fish a little, play with your kids, take a nap with your wife, stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play guitar with your friends." End of parable. Now, you see kind of how fucked up that is, right? Like, when you really look at it, like, what are we really doing with our time, effort, and energy? How much is enough? I don't know what that is for you guys. Now, funny enough, this comes from a guy who runs a business mastermind group, but we don't run it so people can just make a shit ton of money. We don't run the group just so people can build the biggest business. We don't run the group just so people can be the quote-unquote most successful and the most stressed. We want people to do what works for them and their personality type to build their ideal life. Now, for some people, building a giant business and announcing an IPO and selling the stock to the public and becoming super, super, super rich and pouring all of your life into that is what they want to do. And for other people, it's having a great balance of fishing, playing with your kids, going to the village to sip wine, play guitar with your friends, hanging out with your wife and your friends and family. And I think there's a balance there for everybody. And I've had, you know, no work-life balance before. And not to say that I was unhappy, but as you get older, you realize you will not be here forever. Your time is very limited. I feel now with technology in the world, or maybe just because I'm, you know, over 40, you do feel like things are moving at this breakneck pace. And just the pacing of the world, nothing is slowing down. It's just this kind of, you know, rat race, keeping up with the Joneses, endless scroll of horseshit, you know, to feed your own ego and just, you know, time suck away all these precious moments of your life. And again, I'm not saying don't use social media. I'm not saying don't, you know, live in a big city. I'm not saying don't hustle and be good at your craft. But just think, a lot of the things that you want to do, you can already be doing them. If you just take a step back and look at your life and look at what you really want to do and what's most important to you. And again, I don't know, again, the money number. There's a stat that says, you know, over 75K, there's not that much happiness that comes into your life. I don't know if that number is real, depending on where you live. I think, you know, in other places, that number might be over 100,000. In other places, it might be over 150,000. Some places might be over 200,000. Whatever it is, there's a number there for you. And I'll say this in all transparency. There's a time when I'm working all these hours and I'm making all this money, and it's like, I don't even have time to spend it. I shouldn't say it that way. I don't even have energy to spend it, because you're just constant working. What's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? And that's just, it's an endless game that you're never going to win. And if you're searching for something in your life for fulfillment, it doesn't come in the form of money. It doesn't come in the form of possessions. It doesn't come in the form of, you know, career advancement and just praise at your job. It's the things that you already have access to that tend to be the most fulfilling. And for some of you, you know, that's building giant businesses. For some of you, that's climbing the corporate ladder. For some of you, that's, you know, coaching your kids' little league team. For some of you, that's having a 9-to-5 where you can clock out mentally afterwards and you can be the best, you know, uncle and brother and dad or mom or sister you can possibly be. Only you know that. But to think there's a one-size-fits-all is a very ignorant way to look at the world. So you have to find what your ideal, you know, work-life balance is, your ideal career would be, and just, you know, what do you want your life to look like? What do you want to do most of your day? And what do you want to do in your free time? And I've shared this note before, and it's just to drill home the reality of it. It's from an old Housekeeping 101 quote. I think it's on Instagram or Facebook, maybe. And the quote is, a coworker died 2 days ago. HR is busy cleaning out her office. And there's talk about posting for her job position. Meanwhile, her family is grieving the loss of a beloved wife and mom. This is a reminder that you are replaceable to your work, but you are invaluable to your home, to your friends, to your family, to the people who really give a fuck about you. Do not make work your life. And that's coming from a guy whose business is called Jeremy Scott Fitness, and my name is on the door, and it's on the t-shirts, and it's on the hats, and it's everywhere in between. It's important what you do. Take pride in your craft. Take pride in what you're doing, and deliver the best experience and customer service and product you can to the people you serve, and do it with integrity and honesty, but do not make it your entire existence. It isn't worth it. That's all today's message is. Just a quick hitter, short story about just two different people living two different kind of lives. And sometimes we look at things from afar and we don't really understand it. And I love America and I love what we do here. And I love the access to all the things. And we do a lot of things right. But I've been a lot of other places. I've been to Spain. I've been to Greece. I've been to Italy. And you watch how some of these guys move and operate and work. And they might not have as much stuff as we do. They might not have as much money as we do. They might not be able to go to as many places as we do. But they also don't, a lot of them have the same amount of stress. Life can move at a little slower pace. And even if that's not your thing, I don't know if we're any happier than they are. You know what I'm saying? Like when you go to a small village in Greece, I don't think those people are way unhappier than the people in New York City. You know, when you go to, if you're in Spain, you're on the coast, like Costa Brava, and you're watching people live and work, I don't think they're less happy than anybody in Los Angeles or Scottsdale or Seattle or any city for that matter. So take that with you this week as you guys move through your stuff, you know, set some boundaries, have a start date and an end date for the things that you do, have a start time and a stop time for what you put into your job and your craft and your calling. And if you love it and you're happy, by all means, go crazy with it. But just know you're a unique person. You're a complex person. There, you do have different likes and interests. And to deny those and wake up 30 years from now realizing, you know, you spent a certain amount of your time, effort, energy doing things that weren't bringing you the most happiness is a regrettable thing. And I don't want that for anybody. So think about how you can build your ideal work-life balance, your ideal career, and you know, be able to serve others, but also serve yourself along the way. So any questions, as always, you guys just ask. If you enjoy the podcast, drop out a review on Apple Podcasts, 5-star and a comment. Same thing on Spotify. You can drop a 5-star and leave a comment on the episode there. If you guys want a free sample of AG1, hit me up. I'll mail it right to your front door. See many of you guys inside the 30 for 30 challenge here shortly. JeremyScottFitness.app, week for free, a couple of pennies if you guys want to stay on from there. And then all our other sponsors are in the show notes. If you guys want to inquire about our Built Different Mastermind group, hit me up. I'm happy to get you guys information, and Dave will hop on the phone and chat with you, because he's much more social than me, and he's a much smoother talker. So that's that. I appreciate you guys always for listening. Again, subscribe to the Jeremy Scott Fitness YouTube page 100% for free. And if you think this podcast is beneficial, share it with a friend, fan member, anybody who could just use some easy listening while they're doing mobility or going for a ruck, because those things are important. So keep your body moving, you guys. I appreciate you, and I'll probably hop back on this weekend, maybe even with Heather, just to kind of catch up and wrap and give you guys an update on our life and how things are rolling here. So until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please, you guys, keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy, because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.